Well, good morning. Get your mouse.
Get the hell out of here.
Put it there, would you?
8:41, the Plabby Morning Show. It is Brock and Hunter. All right. We got to keep removing here, folks. It's time for everyone's favorite bit in the entire world. And there was a study done on that, so that is a legit fact. All right?
Yeah. No, legit study.
I just made that up. It's not true. I don't think anybody likes it, to be honest. This bit sucks. Hey, it's time for stupid quickies. I stalled long enough to get it all pulled up, so here we go.
What it sounds like when you walk around, Brock. Looking around at Walmart.
Lollygagging. Come on. Pick it up. Pick up the pace.
Walmart theme song, Brock. In the clearance aisle.
This guy's blocking the whole aisle. Get out of here.
God.
Hey, how about this? A woman in Boston was arrested after she tried to light people on fire outside of a grocery store using Lysol and a lighter. Good God, lady.
The Lysol flamethrower, huh? Yeah, see, remember back in the day, I keep bringing this up, the chloroform wipes that are right in front there, they're kind of by the hand wipes, you know?
Just in public places, just throughout?
Yeah, you know, just in case Lysol ladies out there with a lighter, you know, like...
Just get behind it.
Hey, somebody grab the chloroform rag. We're putting Karen down for 10 minutes.
Hunter's big thing to kind of fix the world's problems is just throughout the world, we have little booths, or a little kind of like, you know, we see now where they have the hand wipes, but instead they're full of chloroform. And if someone is acting up, all right, causing a scene.
You sneak up behind them, you know, you wrap them up.
Yeah.
You don't let them go. You gently put them down.
Yeah.
You know, maybe put their hat on like a nice little sweatshirt or something, you know.
A fluffy piece of grass, all right, you know.
They'll wake up with a different mind frame, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes back to the old Bill Burr bit. He's like, when you get knocked out, you always kind of wake up, you're like, oh, yeah. You kind of deserve that. It's because it's true. She's going to wake up and be like, you know.
Probably wasn't a good idea.
I should have done that.
All right, I'm sorry, everyone. I'm going to go home. I'm going to think about what I'm doing with my life.
You know, thank God for the chloroform wipes.
Thank you to whoever chloroformed me, put me down. Let me rethink my life choices here.
It's a nice little nap.
How about this, Hunter? Saturday's Powerball, $1.5 billion. Unbelievable.
Don't get me started.
You going to buy a ticket? Come on, buy a ticket.
No, I'm not buying a ticket because anybody out here listening, not going to win.
Okay, what about this?
You know why it's that much is because everybody thinks they're going to win and they keep putting money into it.
We keep losing. Okay, what about this? How about this? I'll go buy two tickets, all right? $4. No. You give me $2, okay?
No, I'm not giving you any of my money to contribute to that. No. Period. Because you're not going to win. I'm not going to win. I'm just donating $2. I'd rather donate it to, like, I don't know, the church. I don't know, something.
Donate it to the Chloroform Rag Fund. How about that? There you go.
There you go.
Get that petition going. All right, fine.
Are they saying, though? It's the most it's ever been, right?
I think this one is now, or it was the third most, like, on Wednesday.
But now it's the most.
I think so.
Pretty sure I heard that last night. So, like, they don't know the exact number yet, but it's past.
You know, I hope I win so I can really give my bosses a piece of my mind, all right, on my way out.
Well, you're not. It's really? Always, I'm telling you, so whoever's going to win is going to be like, I don't know, I just accidentally bought the ticket. It's always that guy.
I didn't even mean to buy a ticket. Someone just said, is that what you want? Like, I said, yeah, and then I won.
Yeah. Just saying. I don't know. You guys are you're donating to something.
Well, hey, I'm going to buy a ticket and just wish me luck, buddy. Come on, wish me luck. You know I'd be a good rich person. You know me. I'd be a great rich person.
Right? What are the odds? Is there a number there?
It's astronomical. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. But hey. You're telling me there's a chance, all right? You're telling me there's
fewer
a chance.
Fewer planets in the universe.
Your odds of winning $1.5 billion. Hey, but you're telling me there's a chance.
There are fewer stars in the sky, for Christ's sake.
But you're saying there's a chance. We're going to do it. Lastly, move on from that. You're such a fuddy-duddy this morning.
I know. I'm sorry.
What about this? A woman in UK unexpectedly gave birth in a taxi. Now she's upset because they charged her a $100 cleaning fee. Well, yeah, lady, you blew out a baby in the back seat. Of course, you know.
It's so let's get this story straight. So did she, was she coming from the bar and like accidentally had the baby, or was she having a baby and called the taxi?
I have a feeling she wasn't coming from the bar. That wouldn't be maybe my first.
Accidentally having the baby in a taxi is sounds kind of.
Here's what I'm thinking is, ooh, feeling the contractions. All right, she's doing her Lamaze
stuff.
Nobody's
there. I got to call a cab.
Yep. So she gets in the cab and then, gadoosh, here's the baby. Like, yeah, you can't just be like, oh, well, look, it's a fun story for the cab company. You still got placenta all over the back seat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, isn't there, there's no insurance with that or anything?
The taxi cab insurance for that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think there is. And that's got to be a lot of scrubbing. I mean, I've seen the miracle of birth, and it's not a clean process. It is not a clean process, so I can only imagine.
That's what miracles look like. Then,
and to be honest, you know, the taxi probably had some other stuff that needed to get cleaned up out of the back. I'm sorry, taxis.
Probably not the cleanest spot you want to have a baby, honestly.
Back seat of taxis are just awful. Just terrible.
Hey, Toots, what you doing back there?
Hey, watch out for that weird stain. I think somebody either had sex back there or someone was bleeding out. I'm not 100% sure.
Get me to the hospital.
Yeah. I would do everything I could to not let that baby touch anything in that taxi, all right?
God.
That fresh little baby, man. You got to, his immune system isn't built up to handle that.
It's like the cab driver from Home Alone.
Hey, watch out for that weird
delivering
stain.
Delivering my baby. Oh, God.
That's the first sight your baby's going to see is that taxi cab driver. Oh,
hey,
no.
What's up, kid?
Hey, you want a cigarette?
God.
All right, just give me my baby, you weird taxi cab driver.
Or, what if it was cash cab? What if it was that guy? That would be awesome.
You giving birth in the cash cab?
Cash cab, and you win money. You make it all the way to the destination. You answer all the questions right.
All right, now here's the thing. You've made it to the lightning round. Do you want to do it? Get me to the hospital. I'm crying. The baby is crowning. Well, you
I'm
could
on
win.
Fire. Actually, just give me the question.
Just, all right, spin around the block one more time. All right, I can hold it. I can hold this baby in. I want to win that $5,000. Lightning round. The cash cab. You know, I've always wanted to be in the cash cab, but I know
me
I'd.
Too.
You know what would end up? We'd get down one block. I'd already be out of all my questions. All right, that's it. Get out of the cab.
Roan out of the cab.
Out of the cab. This was the worst we've ever seen. Worst round of cash cab we've ever seen.
It's dumb.
This is the dumbest rider we've ever had. Oh, no, give me a second chance. Nope, that's it. Damn it, I blew it. All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Friday. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Pete Holmes.